This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduh, wa nasta'inuhu, wa nasta'hdihi, wa nasta'ghfiruh, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina, wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu falamudillalah, wa man yudlil falahadiyalah. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله فيا أيها المسلمون اتقوا الله أوصيكم ونفسي أولًا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقهوا قولي اما بعد All praise is due to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We praise him. We seek his help and we ask for his forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala from the evils within ourselves and from the evils within our own actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can be misled. And whomsoever Allah misguides will never find one to guide him. So I testify and bear witness that there is no deity, no Lord worthy of worship except Allah. And that Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his final messenger. We should all praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for once again allowing us all to be gathered here together. In this beautiful masjid, in this blessed day, the day of Friday, we are gathered here to perform the Salatul Jumu'ah together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every one of you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us like we are gathered here, but in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Now my brothers and sisters, we are nearing the end of the year 2018. And we are almost about to start the year 2019. The question that I have for myself and for all of you is, what have you done this year that was different from the previous years that has made you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What have you done? What have you achieved in your life, especially this year, that was different from the years before that has made you a better Muslim? Has your iman increased this year? Has it remained the same this year? Or is it declining this year because of a lot of distractions that is around us today? Now, as you know, many Muslims, a lot of them most likely or probably have increased their iman because of the awareness when it comes to Islam and what is happening around the world. But unfortunately, there are many, many Muslims whose iman has decreased. Who is so indulged in the world today, so involved in the distractions of what has come in their life, that they are forgetting the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I have encountered many Muslims who are indulged and involved in these distractions, in these problems, in these issues that is facing the Muslims. Just this year, as an example, we know that the Same-Sex Marriage Act has passed. And how many Muslims today are involved in this matter? They are creating debates about this matter. So much so that I have heard youngsters, youth, in schools, they are talking about this matter. Some of them are saying, what's wrong with it? There is absolutely nothing wrong with such a thing. People are born like this. They have become brainwashed to believe in such filth. While many Muslims are forgetting what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran and what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith about such filth. They are forgetting what happened to Qawm Lut, the people of Sodom. They have forgotten what happened to those people as a reminder to the Muslims today. Yet we are giving in to these distractions. Another example is an increase in online games, in online activities. which many of our youth, and not just the youth, many of the elders are also involved in such a thing, where time after time they are involved for hours on end sometimes, during the night having lack of sleep, involved in playing online games. They miss the Salatul Isha. They sleep so late that they miss the Salatul Fajr. They even play throughout the day. Look at your children today. It is holidays at the moment for many schools. Is your child involved with online games continuously, or is it just once in a while? These are the distractions our youth are facing today. The problem of pornography, where many, unfortunately, Muslims are involved in, where couples have separated, have divorced because of such filth that the Muslims are watching today, expecting their wives to do what they see online. Such filth that I have encountered many couples, many married couples that are going through divorce because of the problem and the addiction of such filth. While we know so many warnings that has been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we see so many Muslims. It's all about myself. It's all about my children. It's all about my house. It's all about my car. It's about me. Forgetting their ties of kinship with their mothers, with their fathers, with their brothers, with their sisters. Breaking the ties of kinship. Not helping one another. Not supporting one another. It is my $1 million. I'm not going to share it with anyone. I don't care about my brother. I don't care about my sister. So much slander. So much backbiting. So much gossip. That we forget the ties of kinship. We forget the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he says, لا يدخل الجنة قاطع الرحيم. He will not enter paradise, the one who breaks the ties of kinship. These are some examples of what I have seen, what I have encountered just this year. The increase of such filth, the increase of such issues and such problems. Now again, we should ask ourselves, how many of us are involved in these examples that I have just mentioned? And how many of us are willing to change come 2019? This is something for myself and for all of us, insha'Allah ta'ala. How can there be a change in the Muslim world today, in the Muslim situation today, where we can see our brothers and sisters dying on a daily basis? How can we see victory for us Muslims when we do not change what is within ourselves? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not change the situation of the people if we do not change the situation of ourselves. Therefore, if we want to see Islam victorious, if we want to see the strength and power back towards us, then we need to see what's in this, what's in our hearts, our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our love towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are losing faith. We are losing iman. It's like today we cannot live without phones. And if our phones are dying, 5% battery left, and the phone continuously tells us to charge me, because we can't live without our phones, immediately we charge our phones, because we know how disabled we are without it. And as soon as we charge our phones, 100% signal is there, and we can use it again for the entire day. We are happy. Our battery is dying. Our hearts are dying. Our connection to Allah is breaking. We need to charge our hearts again. We need to push ourselves towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by increasing our iman. This is something very important, going back to the basics. Because if we want whatever we do in this world, either it be our salah, our zakah, our work, our family relationship, whatever it is, we need to go back to the basics and remember our connection with Allah. Is our connection with Allah great? Is it high? Is it good? Or is it breaking apart? Because if our connection with Allah is breaking apart, then the rest is going to break apart. Umar radiallahu anhu, he narrates a hadith, a very beautiful hadith, where he says that once we were sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and a man who was wearing white, he had black hair, he had no traces of a traveler on him, we've never seen him before, he walks in and he sits right next to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with his knees touching the Prophet's knees, and he asked a few questions. One of them is, أخبرني عن الإسلام. Tell me, what is Islam? What is Islam? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, the five principles of Islam. And upon hearing this, the man says, صدقت, you're correct, as if it was an examination. And the Sahabas were very intrigued. And the man asked, أخبرني عن الإيمان. Tell me, what is Iman? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained the six articles of faith. The man says, صدقت, you're correct. And then he said, أخبرني عن الإحسان. Tell me, explain to me about إحسان. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he replied, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you can see Allah. And if you cannot, then know that Allah sees you. This is ihsan. This is a level of a muhsin. And then he asked a few more questions about the sa'ah and so on. And when the man left, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he asked the companions, do you know who this man was? The sahaba said, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. They said, Allah and the Messenger know best. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, this was Jibreel in the form of a man. He came to teach you your deen, to teach you your religion. Now we know this hadith, and you will find this hadith in the early parts of the books of hadith. You will find this, the second hadith of the 40 hadith of Imam al-Nawawi, after the hadith of niyyah, your intention. Everything is about the heart, because these hadith shows us the connection that we must have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then everything else will fall into place. So we need to go back to the basics. If we really want to connect with Allah, we need to check our iman, check our heart. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives us the three levels of faith. The first level being a Muslim, meaning you have embraced Islam, you are doing the fundamentals of Islam, you are fulfilling the obligations, yes, but that is it. That is it. Alhamdulillah, you're a Muslim, and if you do it purely for the sake of Allah, inshallah, you'll be in paradise. But the next level is a mu'min. The next level is a mu'min. And inshallah ta'ala, all of us are in this level or even higher. And that is a person that worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does the obligations as well as does the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, does extra deeds so that he has higher chance of entering the highest of paradise. He has strong iman, he has strong belief in Allah, he has belief in the unseen, the day of judgment, the angels, the books, the messengers, and predetermination. He believes in them sincerely and wholeheartedly and does his best to fulfill the obligations and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and making sure they fulfill it. Not saying that I'm not going to do the sunnah because it's only a sunnah, but this is a person who does the sunnah because it is a sunnah. That's why I want to do it. This is a mu'min. But a level higher than that is a muhsin. Is a muhsin a level that the sahabas have reached? A level that we want to reach if we really want to be amongst them in Jannah. And this is a level that whatever we do, either it be your salah, either it be you giving sadaqah, either it be you fasting the month of Ramadan, your relationship with your family, your work ethics, whatever it is, whatever you do it having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your mind all the time. That Allah is watching me. That Allah is always watching me. If you are in a position where you are able to commit a sin, immediately you know Allah is watching me and you move away. When you wear your clothes in the morning, you look at yourself in the mirror and you ask the question, that is, Allah is pleased with me in what I'm wearing today. Not, will that person be pleased with me? Always Allah in your mind, in every aspect of your life, in everything that you do. This is a level of a muhsin. Try to imagine, my brothers and sisters, if we had this in our heart, in our minds, if we had this thought that Allah is constantly watching me all the time, let me ask you a question. Wouldn't our actions be close to perfect? Wouldn't we want perfection in our life? Wouldn't we want to please Allah through this? Of course. We would make sure that we would try to be as perfect as we can because our Creator is watching us. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, I will give you a few tips of how to increase our iman, how to become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, get to know who Allah is. Get to know your Creator. Very simple. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, hadith Qudsi, I am as my servant thinks I am. I am with him when he mentions me. If he mentions me to himself, I mention him to myself. If he mentions me in a gathering, I mention him in a gathering better than it. If he comes close to me an arm's length, a hand's length, I will go near to him an arm's length. If he walks to me, I go to him at speed. This is the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. This is something that Allah is telling us. That the more we think about Allah, the more we talk about Allah, the more we learn about Allah, the more we go closer to Allah, Allah only comes closer to us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beside us in whatever we need, in whatever help we need. Doesn't matter what other people think about us. Doesn't matter what situation we're in. But if we are close to Allah, know that Allah is beside you. Know that Allah is helping you. Do we remember the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this situation, where Abu Bakr and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were in the cave, and Abu Bakr said, Ya Rasulullah, all they have to do is just look inside and they'll see us there. What did the Prophet say? Ya Abu Bakr, how will it be that you know that two of us is us, me and you, and the third is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah who protects us in every possible outcome. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who protects us in every situation. We do not have to worry about anybody else. If you want to get close to anybody in your life, you of course learn that person's name. You learn who that person is. You learn everything about that person, their attributes and so on. Then if you want to get close to Allah, learn Allah's names. Learn Allah's 99 names. Learn His attributes. This is a way you can get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تِسْعَةَ وَتِسْعِينَ إِسْمًا مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names. Whoever learns it and acts upon it will enter paradise. Such a beautiful hadith. So if we want to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, have hope in Allah's mercy. Have hope in Allah's mercy. Know that Allah is merciful. As the Prophet said, that if we were to measure his mercy, which we cannot, but if we were to, then one part of His mercy is shown in this world, and 99 parts of His mercy will be shown in the Akhirah. Now imagine one part of His mercy and look how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to us. Imagine how merciful Allah will be on the Day of Judgment. Do not ever doubt His mercy. Make a lot of dua and istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Know that Allah loves you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and when my servant asks about me or asks from me, tell him that I am near. I will answer his dua if he asks from me. Subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did He say? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. O you who believe, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repentance. Ask Him repentance, a sincere repentance. Wallahi, my brothers and sisters, think about your life this year and the years before. If you're a person who continuously commits sins, know that you are still alive. Your heart is still beating. You have not died. You still have a chance. Make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a sincere tawbah, and know that Allah will forgive you and turn a new page and move on with your life. Become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, keep up with your salah. Do not neglect your salah. This is very important because of so much distractions in our life. we are now neglecting our salah, especially Salatul Fajr. Be people who comes to the masjid and perform the salah. Wallahi, a sheikh was asked a question. He was asked, when will the victory of Allah come to the Muslims? The sheikh gave a beautiful answer, a beautiful reply. He said, victory will come to the Muslims when the masjid is full for Salatul Fajr, like it is full for Salatul Jumu'ah. That is when the victory will come. Such wise words, wallahi. Such wise words. How many lines are complete in Salatul Fajr today? How many lines are complete? Look at the masjid today, mashallah. It's full. You guys have come from your workplace. You've sacrificed your lunch to be here because you know the importance of Salatul Jumu'ah. Well, know that Salatul Fajr is as important. It is very important to come to the masjid and pray. So let's pack our masjids to see this help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So never ever neglect your salah. Know that this will be the first question that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us on the day of judgment. And he says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, if your salah is good, then the rest of your deeds will be good. But if your salah is bad, then the rest of your deeds will be bad. And if you're a person who commits evil on a regular basis, know that there is something wrong with your salah. As Allah says, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar, that indeed salah is what prevents you from committing such evil. So if you're a person who commits evil on a regular basis, then there is something wrong with our salah. We need to correct our salah, insha'Allah ta'ala. Do not neglect your sunnah. Do not neglect your nawafil. Do not neglect your tahajjud salah, as indeed this will bring you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know of a brother where I used to work before a few years ago, a revert brother. And I remember that every time Salatul Dhuhr will come, he will come to me and say, Abdullah, let's pray together. And we'd go make wudu and we'll pray together. There was one incident, one day, where he came up to me and he said, Abdullah, let's go pray together. So I said, no problem. He already had his wudu. And I went to do my wudu at that time. There was another brother, a born Muslim brother, who was working with us. He never used to pray. He never used to pray. He was neglecting his salah all the time. While I was making wudu, this born Muslim brother was just standing and watching the revert brother praying his sunnah. And he is standing and watching him. And the salah this brother was praying with so much devotion and khushu' that the other brother had tears in his eyes. And he came to me while I'm making wudu and he said to me, he said, Abdullah, I feel so ashamed of myself. And I said, what's the matter? He said that I'm a born Muslim. My parents are Muslim. I was born in a Muslim family. Yet that new revert brother is better than me. That new revert brother is better than me. As he is performing his salah with khushu and I have been neglecting my salah. He said, Wallahi, Abdullah, from today I will never neglect my salah. That brother, not even knowing that while he's performing his salah, he's doing da'wah at the same time. And now this brother performing his salah on a daily basis, that revert brother is getting the same reward as him. Allahu Akbar. This is the beauty of salah, the power of salah. So never neglect it. Number four, keep up with the Quran. Do not neglect the Quran. The Quran is a manual for your life. It shows you the path towards paradise. So never neglect this Quran. Many of us, we read the Quran, but we don't know what we are reading. We don't understand what we are reading. So I urge all of us to understand what you are reading, to learn a bit of Arabic if you have to go through the translations of what has been provided to us by many of the scholars. Read them, understand them. So next time when you pray your salah and you say, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصُرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, you know exactly what you are saying. Be aware of what you are saying. Understand what you are saying. That's the way you can get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A question was asked to an imam again. Ya imam, ya sheikh, how was the relationship of the sahabas with the Qur'an? The sheikh took out his phone and he said, the relationship of the sahabas with the Qur'an is like our relationship with our phones today. And wallahi, the studies have shown, last year a study was done in America, that on average, Americans look at their phone 80 times a day, check their phones 80 times a day. And the youngsters, the youth, check their phone on average 130 times a day. 130 times that, imagine 130 verses of the Quran that we can read on a daily basis. So do not neglect your Quran. Read about the true heroes of Islam. Learn about them. Today we know about so many so-called heroes on TV that we see. Learn about the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn about the sahabas. How many of us know the names of the prophets that are mentioned in the Quran? How many of us know the names of the 10 sahabas who were promised paradise? How many of us know the names of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? How many of us know the names of the sons and the daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? How many of us know about the lives of Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal? How many of us know about these true heroes? Isn't it true that we know more about the fake heroes that we see on TV more than the real heroes of Islam? Wallahi, the more you know about these true heroes, the more you get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, associate yourselves with people who will bring you closer to Allah. Do not associate yourselves with people who will take you away from Allah and take you towards sin. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam likened the friends that you have, the true righteous friends, like you have entered a perfume shop or a perfume seller, in which that you come out of there, you smell like perfume. And the likeness of a friend, an evil friend, is like a person, it was like a blacksmith, that when you enter their shop, you come out smelling like iron. Do not be that type of person. Be the person who becomes friends with people who bring you closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. There is a Sahaba by the name of Abdullah ibn Hudhayfa radiallahu an. And inshallah, in this khutbah, I'm going to tell you his story, the level of his iman. He was captured by the Roman king as he went to war that was sent by Umar radiallahu an at that time when he was Khalifa. Abdullah ibn Hudhayfa was the only Sahaba at that time that was captured amongst other Muslims. And when they were captured, the Roman king asked his army that from amongst the captives, who from amongst them is a companion of Muhammad? I want to see him. So they found Abdullah ibn Hudhayfa and they brought him towards the king. So he went in front of the king. The king asked him to renounce his religion. To denounce his religion. He said, no, wallahi, I will never leave my religion. Then he said, I will give you half of my kingdom. The Roman Empire was big. He said, I will give you half of my kingdom if you leave your religion. Now you may ask, why is he doing this? The Roman king wanted to see a companion of the Prophet to become astray from Islam so he can tell the world that I have made a companion of Muhammad astray. He had that much pride. He said, I'll give you half of my kingdom. He said, no, I will never leave my religion. Then he said, I'll give you half of my kingdom and I will give you my daughter to marry. He said, I will never leave my religion. The king got upset and he asked for a fire to be burnt. A fire started. And then he said, all these Muslim captives that you see, they'll be thrown into this fire if you do not leave your religion. He said, I will never leave my religion. So one after another, Muslims are being burnt into this fire. And he asked him, look at what you're doing to your brothers. They are being burnt. Leave your religion. He said, I will never leave my religion. The king got really upset and he told his army to take Abdullah ibn Hudhayfa to be burnt. And now right in front of the fire, as he was about to be thrown, Abdullah had tears in his eyes. The king thought, that's it, he's about to leave his religion, bring him back. So he came back and the king said, are you ready to leave your religion? Abdullah ibn Hudhayfa said, do not think that I'm crying because I fear death. I'm crying because Allah only gave me one life to give for His sake. I'm crying because I wish I had 100 lives to give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why I'm crying. That's the level of iman that we want to reach. That's a level of iman that you are willing to do anything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the iman that these sahabas have reached. The king was so amazed by his response. He said to him, look, if you do one thing for me, I will release you and the Muslims. Just one thing. He said, what is that? He said, kiss my forehead. All you have to do is kiss my forehead. I will release you and the remaining Muslims who are captives here. So Abdullah thought for a while. He thought, if I kiss his forehead, I'm not leaving my religion. I'm not committing shirk. I will save these Muslims and myself, and we can head off. So he said, okay, I will do it. So Abdullah ibn Hudhayfa kissed the forehead of the Roman king. The king released him and the Muslims. They came to Medina. And Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, yeah, Abdullah, how did you release yourself? And he told him the entire story. Umar radiallahu anhu was so amazed. He said to all the people in the masjid, he said, everyone here must come one by one, kiss the forehead of Abdullah ibn Hudhayfa, and I will be the first to do so. And Umar radiallahu anhu was the first to kiss the forehead of Abdullah ibn Hudhayfa, and one by one the Muslims did so. This shows the strength of the Muslims, the iman of the Muslims. Why do you think we had the golden ages of the Muslims? Where are we today, my brothers and sisters? So now let's go back to the basics of your iman in your heart. Connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Change your lives for the better, and you will see the amazing changes of the Muslim ummah that is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless each and every one of us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen our iman and become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us victory. Ibadallah, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa azwajihi wa dhurriyati ajma'in. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah innaka antal wahhab. Allahumma ighfir lana ya rabbal alamin. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna ولوالدينا وارحمهم كما ربيانا صغارا والجميع المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون.